Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But Cowboys season, captains Townsend, Taumalolo, biggest home crowd was 25,000, average home crowd was 18,000. Top point scorer, Valentine Holmes, he actually broke Thurston's record. Top try scorer, Tuolungi, 19 tries. Just a really consistent year. You know, a lot of their losses, the good thing about their losses, even though there's not really any good things, all of their losses except for in the first five games of the season were against top eight sides. So they lost to Canterbury and Warriors in the first five games. And then outside of that, they lost to Penrith, Cronulla, Roosters, South Sydney, and Parramatta, which shows just such good development. It shows consistency. It shows you that, like, they're not going to lose games against teams that they shouldn't be losing games to. And it shows you it took a while to get kicked into gear. But that's the one thing that, like, I guess was frustrating from an Eels perspective is they were losing games to, like, bottom of the table teams. Whereas there's so much to build off with the Cowboys here because they're just consistent. So you know what you can, you know what you're going to get each week. So you know the little things that you need to take and add away to be better. Thoughts on the Cowboys season?
It's crazy how it started, isn't it? Like, you look at the Canterbury Bulldogs, they won one from their first seven games, and week one they went to North Queensland and beat the Cowboys.
Mm.
And I just sat there and went, okay, all of our preseason predictions about the Cowboys look fucking spot on.
Yeah.
This Bulldog side that hasn't picked a halfback or a fullback in their team has gone up there and dusted them. And then yeah, it just all turned around after that. I was thinking about the other night watching the Dally M's, like, imagine if at the start of the year I said to you the Cowboys would fill up two tables at the Dally M's.
Yeah.
Not a hope in hell.
Yeah.
And to have their coach up there, yeah, like, as far as, like, the most important person in rugby league this year as far as the team goes, probably have to be Todd Payton, wouldn't it? The impact that he's had just on this club and the different, like, even the way that these guys all just carry themselves. They've just found a new confidence this year. It's a completely different footy side.
Yeah. Timmy, thoughts on Cowboys?
Yeah, they're just – Toddy Payton, I think he was such a deserving coach of the year. And he's just his ability to take – even borderline NRL players and turning them into representative players or, like, in the debate. And they're just hard to find a weakness in their side all season. Now, the challenge for next year will be, all right, how do we go to the next level? But you look at teams with upside or teams that are on the up, and it's the North Queensland Cowboys. Mm. I don't see he's just built in such a short time, such an incredible culture and amount of self-belief in that squad. You got every game, whether they're behind by, you know, 15 with 10 to go or whatever it might be, nothing seems too daunting for them. I can't wait for them next year because I think it's only onwards and upwards.
It's going to be interesting because I think that, you know, by all reports, it was one of the hardest pre-seasons they've ever done, and, you know, they've got these, like, ruthless standards now. Mm. One thing that you have to find the balance with squads is, like, you can't redline all the time. And so I think Todd's going to have to find a balance between, you don't want to overtrain the boys. Like, it's not easy, but, like, how often have we seen teams come out and they go crazy good for 1 year and it was all because of this one good preseason. They get to next year, they're all fatigued, they don't have the same energy, they're in the top four now, so that's not as desperate, they're not as hungry. And so it's finding the balance between not overtraining them and bashing them too much, but also making sure that standards have been set at this club now and we do not drop below them. You know, it's a good example is kind of like the Rabbitohs. Obviously, they win that 2014 grand final. Michael Maguire, renowned as one of the toughest trainers there are in rugby league, and they petered out massively after that. Like, so much so he was gone by, what, 2016?
Yep.
And so it's that fine balance of putting everything on the line to win a premiership, but also you can't keep at that level because players just start breaking down.
And it's also a fine line of, you know, obviously not, you know, the whole squad falling into a heap like South City did, but you look at the Roosters in the early 2000s, like Ricky Stewart put them through the most brutal pre-seasons of all time. They won in 02. But then you talk to any of those Roosters players, they get to the 03 and the 04 grand final, they all say the same thing. We were gassed.
Yeah.
We had nothing left in the tank. And, you know, like you look at this Panthers side now, the way that we're talking about them, how they've been to three grand finals, they won two premierships. No one talks about that early 2000 Roosters side when they went to 3-1-1.
Mm.
And there's like, if you don't win it on that big day, if you're not tapering for that big moment, which unfortunately, I think that was a big problem with the Cowboys this year. You look at their defense throughout the regular season, conceded 15 points per game. Finals, it was 27.
Yeah, and that's why I brought up this fatigue factor. Yeah. You know, having been a part of preseasons, it's like, it's such a hard balance because everything Todd did was so, so good. But they didn't have the same defense in finals as they did during the year.
And you look in the regular season, they conceded 30 more points than Penrith did this year, which over 24 games.
Yeah.
It's 1 point.
That's the one thing that Penrith deserve. Sorry to talk about Penrith again, but the raps they deserve for their strength and conditioning program is otherworldly. They have like no long-term injuries in any of their players for 3 years. That's unheard of. It's unheard of. And they're all fitter, faster, stronger than everyone. It is incredible, their thing. So just back to the Cowboys. So I don't believe that they are going to redline and peter out. It's more we have to talk about potential negatives as well. We can't just sit here and just go, oh, it's fucking great. They're going to be perfect and life's, you know, that's not how life works. But it is a concern that they got into the finals and leaked quite a lot of points. But overall as a year, incredible. Absolutely incredible. The standards, the culture. You know when you can just see a team when they're like together that they're a unit, and then some other teams that you look at and you go, they just don't have that same vibe. You can't really pinpoint it. There's no specific thing that happens. It's just a vibe of like they're an outfit and they're a unit that moves together, they work together, and they all believe in the same direction. And I think that's what is instilled in this Cowboys side. They stand up a bit straighter. You know, they're a bit more – everything is more. Everything is more belief behind themselves. Mm. I can't wait to see them come out next year because if they handle it correctly, it's only up. It's only up.
We spoke about it a few weeks ago as well, but get a preseason into Leilua, start him on that left edge.
Could be Nanai. Like
Nanai on one side, Leilua on the other
Nanai.
Side.
Nanai's a teenager.
Yeah.
Imagine when he gets more man strength and more gym into him. He will be a monster on the edge.
Lukey coming back.
Yeah, Hillam Lukey. He is a gun. 100%. Like, it's, oh, mate, they're not even really losing that. They're losing
An origin player in Gilbert. No one's even spoken about.
Yeah, and like, look, Gilbert, I love the work he gets through, really tough, but I don't think he's going to be like a huge, huge loss in regard. Like, he will be with all the clean-up work and the tough. Don't get me wrong. He impacts that side and he does a good job. But it's not like they're losing Papali'i. Mm. They're not losing Coruscant. They're not losing fucking Kikau. You know, they're losing a very good, strong battler.
But once again, if you would have said at the start of the year, at the end of this year, the Cowboys will lose a Queensland representative, you would have gone, oh, fuck, what is happening up there?
Well, they're probably going to lose Hamiso. That's one player they're probably going to lose. Actually, we'll talk about that. So, Hamiso, is there a world where they get to keep Hamiso?
Oh, I think it's in his best interest to leave.
To leave.
Realistically.
I can't see a world like, how does he break into that side? Especially when, you know, we've spoken about this a bit, like, what is his best position? Does he get through enough work to be a fullback? Does he get through the work that a centre needs to get through? Is he good under the high ball, etc., for the wing? He's almost too athletic for his own good. Like it's you want to have him with the ball in hand as much as possible, but then you look at a guy like Scotty Drinkwater whose hands are so incredible, you can't replace that. I think it'd be great for him to get under Wayne Bennett, chuck him in at fullback down there, and he would turn into an absolute. I mean, he already is a superstar. So I think they probably lose Hamiso.
Yeah, I worry he's maybe a little bit too one-dimensional at this point of his career to play fullback.
Yeah, okay. Where would you put him?
Can't answer that.
Yeah, really.
Probably wing. I remember when Queensland picked him at centre last year, and I just sat there and went, defensively, there's not a hope in hell he's going to be able to handle this. Marked up against Turbo and did a really good job. But yeah, I just don't think he offers enough at fullback as far as his entire. He might be the fastest guy on the field, but fullback is so much.
Do you reckon they could get a bit of reps into him ball playing in that down to the Dolphins?
I think if you were to sign him as a fullback, I'd be bringing someone in to help him.
Yeah, yeah, getting Billy in there or something if you could. But in regards to the season review, any players that stood out for you, or Timmy, any players that stood out for you?
Just one. Maddie's very put the hard yards in and dropped a few notes for the season. The one that slipped under my radar was that Scotty Drinkwater ended up equal third on the Dally M count.
Yeah.
Fourth. Holy dool.
Who would he equal again? Edwards, which is incredible. Yeah.
What a season.
Not getting talked about that much. I think he just re-signed too, didn't he, Scotty Drinkwater? Or it was reported that he re-signed? Till 27. What a get.
He was in the team at the start of the year.
Yeah, he was literally, they were battling at six for that role. But actually, it's funny, I spoke to him on the red carpet and I said, oh, you know, you're battling it with Tom Dearden, and then obviously you didn't get that role, but then you came in at fullback and played really well. And he was like, oh, well, I signed to the club as a fullback, so... Which made me think, like, he clearly doesn't, he wants to be fullback. He doesn't want to be a six, which is really interesting. It's like how often, he sometimes struggled with defense, and it's a lot of fans would be like, far out, Scotty, like, you know, make your tackles or whatever. And what you don't realize is that he's not even a six. He's just doing it because the coach has put him there. And I think there's a lot of times, even I'm guilty of it, where I don't realize, like, the coach has made him do certain things that he, you know, isn't even signed to do that. He's a fullback. But Scott Drinkwater was an absolute revelation. In regards to ball playing, like, I'd probably have a Trell at the top. But for me, he'd probably be the second best ball playing fullback in the competition, specifically just about ball playing, which is something special to have in today's game.
Yeah, I think his pass on both sides of the field is close to unmatched outside of Latrell.
Yeah.
Some of the passes able to throw. The other one, obviously, is Ruben Cotter. The season that he has been incredible. To think, like, he just got named in a kangaroo squad. We didn't even mention his name.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about it because it was just assumed that Ruben Cotter was going to be there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, he's, you know, he dominated Origin. He's just... I know my memory must be not the best, but I'm trying to think of a front rower that's been his size.
Guru, did you mention him in the preseason or something that he might
don't recall.
not some big
play
call.
The tape, Matty. Play the tape.
Oh, yeah. One of the best predictions all time, baby. Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. See, when you said that you predicted that he'd play Origin, I thought more along the lines of the battler that Queensland picks. Like, you know how Queensland loves to pick a battler that, yo, hang on a sec, like, Origin, him? I didn't think that he'd be getting picked as like an explosive front rower to break a game open.
Nor did I, to be fair.
Crazy. And that's exactly what he turned into. Incredible stuff. So Ruben Cotter was amazing for the Cowboys, and it's a testament again to Todd Payton's coaching ability. Robson, you know, he got a part of the New South Wales wider squad. You know, when you look at all this, you look at Drinkwater relatively young, Cotter relatively young, Robson relatively young, Tamalolo is still only about 29 years old. Like, there's a lot of room for growth here for the Cowboys. A lot of room for growth.
I was just thinking before, we were talking about Leilua. He's going to have to spend a lot of time as a middle next year because Luke will come, even if he plays his bench role again, 50-odd minute bench role. He's too good to be playing less than 50 minutes, Halem Lukey.
Yep.
So he'll come on an edge. No, I'll play 80 minutes on the edge. So Leilua has to play middle.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder how they're going to – or does Halem Lukey beef up a bit and go in the middle?
Yeah, I don't think it's that cut and dry, to be honest with you.
You reckon they play Lukey in the middle?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Or less minutes.
Yeah, I think that Leilua's, I mean, the hands that he's able to use on that left edge, I think that he'd be my first choice left edge.
Tell you what, bloody good position to be in to do that.
Oh, unreal.
You said, mentioned Cotter this year. Cotter's Nanai, who played Origin. I think Lukey could play next year.
Well, there's rumours around that they might be signing James Tamo as well.
Yeah.
Cowboys. So if he ends up there.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I don't know if Lukey's going to be in this side.
You're dreaming.
I hope they do sign Tamo out for Tamo's sake.
Yeah.
I want him to go out with a good squad that, I don't know, to see him go out like that, he's been too good of a servant to the game to go out the way that the whole Tigers thing happened. And I actually think he'd be great for a bit of depth for the Cowboys.
Mm.
Especially off the bench, bring him on 20 minutes in the middle, just go hard, mate, bring you off. He'd still have that in easy. But in regards to a review, Leilua gets brought to the club, you know, mid-year. That was a fantastic signing. Peter Hicku, we spoke about him last week. What an incredible year. Yeah, I think he ended up being, he ran for the second most metres of any, he actually had the most touches of any player in the comp, didn't he? Most runs? I think he had like the most runs of any player. Or at least maybe of centres, anyway. Outside of that, incredible year for the Cowboys.
Yeah, so he was fourth overall, but the top three were Edwards, Teddy, Guther.
Okay,
for what,
so
sorry, for runs.
Just runs, yeah.
At center.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy. That's like, what a year by Hicku. What a season. And he's just not even getting talked about. Shows you how good this Cowboys side is. Holmes was outstanding. So look, great year from the Cowboys. So much to be excited for too. It's not like they've got this old aging roster and they've got to be, you know, I feel like Dearden would be learning so much off Townsend to eventually take over the role of being the guy. Yeah, so just great, great stuff by the Cowboys. Well done. 117, lost 7, scored 633, conceded 361.
And they will be interesting, like, if they back it up next year and have another top four season, the year after that they'll be able to go into the market as a established top four team, which is where it could get very interesting.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.